Wow. You got some beautiful eyes there, buddy. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not trying to flirt with you. That would be grossly inappropriate. I was just making conversation. Oh, are you here to test my competency to stand trial? Must be hard drumming up a case against a man when there's no DA. Well, he's just half missing. And I hear the assistant DA, she's in pieces, just sprinkled all over the city. What do you want to know? Oh, for you, I'll tell you anything. Well, let's begin. When did the crimes really start? I guess I robbed a mob bank and, you know, murdered a few people. I did hold two ferry boats hostage. Killed that Todd boy, you know, remember him? Oh, Bats was real angry about that one. Oh, the list just goes on and on. There's so many things just rattling around this skull. None of it's particularly interesting, especially when I have such a beautiful woman here to keep me company. Of course. What was your name again? I don't think I ever caught it. I should, after all. You've been more than kind to me in this despicable place. All these thugs and thieves and criminals. The truly desperate in Gotham. They all fill these cells, and there's a lick of kindness, but you come in here like a sun, like a beam of ray of happiness, and it washes over me, and I feel myself at peace. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. That bald, angry man, he's like he could get into here. No way. No. That therapist's a joke. Without a good punchline. No. What I really need is someone who just understands me. You know, the little things. I feel like you understand the little things. Quinn's a beautiful name. It truly is. Oh, mine. Oh, I haven't had a name in a long time. A man doesn't need to have a name. Well, I prefer a calling card. No, they won't let me have a deck of cards in here. Keep playing the same old joke. 52 card pickup out of the closest guard's skull. Apparently that one gets old. Any chance you can get me out of this jacket? It's awfully snug, and I'm not really a fan of just holding myself together. Oh, aren't you a dear? Oh, careful, honey. Oh, that really pulls. Oh. You have no idea what that position does to your shoulders. Oh, that's so much better. I can, now that you've opened me up, I can think finally. No. Quiz me away. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. What was your worst nightmare growing up as a child? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot my role in this. That's your job, isn't it? You're supposed to be saying the stuff to me, and I'm supposed to tell you back. So let's spin it around. I remember being a young boy. I don't know, maybe 8 or 9. And my father, he was a drinker. He was a real bastard. He would gamble and he would drink. He would squander everything our family had. And my mother, she was a saint. All she would ask is, hold off on those beers. Don't go spending all the food money out there on the dog track. She would beg and plead. I loved my mother. One day, after he spent every last dime at our name and drank every bottle of whiskey in a 3-mile radius, he came home, red face, blustering and furious. And my mother, the saint, she tried to keep me in my room, keep me separate from it all, from the screaming out there, but I could hear it. So I pushed a crack in the door, and the beam of light shining from my room was all tucked to catch his eye. I could see he was holding a knife. It was glimmering in his hand. And he turned to me, and he said, "Boy, come out here. You need to see this." So timid and afraid, I came out into the kitchen. My mother screaming the whole time, "No, no, go back in, go back in." And he stuck the knife in her hand and said, "Silence." And he looked at me and she went quiet. And he goes, Why is everyone in this house so afraid? Why are they so sad all the time?" So he took the blade, he just stuck it in my mouth, and he goes, "Why are you so serious? You're just a child. You don't need to be afraid." He turned to my mother, "Why so serious? Let's put a smile on this boy's face." That's where I got these from, these beauties. I think it really defines my features. So what's your happiest childhood memory? I just told you mine. Oh, honey, it's okay. These things happen. They just happen, you know? Sometimes you just can't control life. It's just so much chaos all over the place. And all these people are just trying to put things into boxes. And you can't just put things into boxes all the time. Sometimes you just have to roll with the jokes one after another. Even if the set is terrible and there isn't anyone laughing, then you laugh. You laugh enough for them all, you know? That's the lesson I learned in a very long life of bad jokes after bad jokes after bad jokes. I like these sessions. We should keep doing them. Yeah. I haven't felt this open and free in a long time. I could feel the whirling in my brain slowing down. I can't wait for another session with you, Dr. Quinn. Oh, just Quinn? Lovely. Just call me Mr. J.